What happens now? What? What do we do?
No, I don't know. I mean, I do know, but I I did not just say bum. I'm a vampire, and vampires do not say bum. Bum. Okay, so this is new. I mean, I've dated mortals before. I've stalked mortals, but that was a dinner thing, not a. That doesn't sound good. I'm a vampire. I'm. Oh no, we're having a relationship talk, aren't we? We are having a... Okay, I can do this. I can totally do this. I am kind of thinking of turning into a bat and escaping out of the window that you just shut. Okay, I won't do that then. If I'm vampire enough to say that I love you, I'm vampire enough to have a relationship talk. I mean, I've done this before. I was married. I didn't tell you that, did I? I mean, I'm not married now. I'm a widow. I'm a very widowed widow because it was a long time ago. I was married. When I was immortal, I was married. Is that something we need to talk about? Do I need to tell you about my past relationships? Because I've been alive, unalive, I've been around for a while, and I was married. I need to stop saying that. I just feel that I should say that. But it wasn't an actual marriage. It was... technical. I mean, there was a wedding, and it was quite fancy. Why am I saying this? I don't know. I'm not doing well, okay? I'm not. This is... I'm on edge. It's just, this is very mortal. Very mortal. Not that that's bad. I need to stop panicking. It's just... This is very new to me. I am just not going to say anything anymore because it's just awful. What? Oh, it was a merger. It was political. I was sacrificed by my father, basically. Although that makes it sound like it was a sacrifice and not... Let's just say that I have not had the best of luck with fathers, either mortal or vampiric. Both of them were... My father, mortal, didn't care about me. I was just a... This is stupid. I mean, it was so long ago, it shouldn't matter anymore. But it does. I didn't have a choice. I was told. I was made to marry them. In my day, oh my God, I did not just say that. I did not, oh, I am now that vampire. In my day, Nope. Okay. In my day, a woman of my station, sorry. I was married. But it wasn't a love match. It was just my family being willing to trade me for power and influence. Yes, my mortal father and my vampiric father have a lot in common. Wow. This is an uncomfortable realization. I thought I was free. I thought I was choosing freedom. That's how he convinced me to become a vampire. A way out. I was looking for a way out, and he presented one, only it wasn't quite the freedom I thought it was. Relax. Well, that's just great. I mean, I'm free now. Free to have this conversation, which is so much fun. I'm enjoying this. Sorry, I'm just. I love you. I really, really love you, but I have no idea what I'm doing. I have no idea how to do this. I have no idea how to be a vampire girlfriend. Because vampire girlfriend. Sorry, it's just. That is, I'm a vampire girlfriend. I am your girlfriend and I'm a vampire and I have no idea what I'm doing. I have no idea how to have a relationship that doesn't involve copious amounts of manipulation and mind games. It's not exactly promising. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to. I can't hurt you. I can't. But I'm scared that I will. I'm terrified. And I don't. I was about to say that I don't do fear, but I do fear because you terrify me. You are scary. Really scary because you are. You're what I was looking for when I became a vampire. You're freedom. I mean, not you, but... Do not like. I wanted to choose. All I've ever wanted was to choose, and I've never, ever had a choice. Even when I thought I had a choice, I wasn't actually choosing. I was being manipulated and played with, and I choose you. I love you. And I'm your vampire girl. I'm your vampire girlfriend. I'm your vampire girlfriend. That's still so weird. Because I want to be. I'm here because I want to be. I mean, this is definitely not what my father wanted. This is what I want. I'm just scared I'm going to mess it up. Because I love you. I love you. I love you so much, and I don't want to mess it up. Please don't let me mess it up. Please. Please. So, I need you to help me figure out what this is. I mean, I know what it is. I mean, I need to figure out how to be a vampire girlfriend. I mean, I can do the vampire bit. I'm good at the vampire bit, but I'm not sure how to do the girlfriend bit. Just be me. Awkward and kind of anxious? Because, that's me. Also, sexy vampire, of course. But awkward, anxious, sexy vampire. Because this is so important. Because you're so important. And oh, hello. You're really good at that. You're really good at knowing when I need to be held, and you're really warm. Because you're full of warm blood. Sorry. Don't know if that's what I meant to say. Is that all right to say that? Because you are full of warm blood. I can smell it. And you smell really good, by the way. You taste so good. And can I bring that up? Can I mention that, or should I not? Because, I mean, you do. Your blood. Oh, your blood. I just need you to be patient. I just need you to love me and let me figure out how to love you. I mean, I don't have to figure out how to love you because I do. I love you. But I need to figure out, is it appropriate to say that that vein right there pulsing like that is really hot? Is that appropriate? Because it is. That's like vampire nip and Not appropriate? No, it is really hot. It's really, really hot. It's really, really hot. And also very distracting. Ooh, that's a nice vein you've got there. It's a nice neck you've got there. It's a nice smile you've got there. It's a nice vampire girlfriend you've got here. Was that smooth? It wasn't smooth. Awkward and anxious and sexy. Sexy, pulsing vein. Ooh, I like that. What? What? Are you laughing at me? Is that good? Well, I mean, I like your laugh and I. Can I kiss you? Can I kiss the vein? I mean, can I kiss you and then maybe. How do I ask you if I can? How do I ask you if I can, you know, snack on you? Not by saying that. May I have a taste of that really sexy vein? I mean, all of you are sexy and tasty. It's just that vein. Ooh, I like. I just have to keep being adorable. Not adorable. You take that back. Take that back. No. Take it back. Well, that's just mean. That's so mean. That's so bloody mean. Am I adorable? But I'm still sexy, right? I'm a sexy vampire. Awkward, anxious, and adorable. And sexy. And a little bit peckish. I did not make that noise. Tell no one. So can I? After I kiss you. I can do that. No, vein later, kissing now. Oh no, the vein is very sexy, but you're so kissable, and I am so in love with you. Are you a vampire girlfriend? Awkward, anxious, adorable, sexy, and utterly famished. Actually, would you mind if I just I need to sort out which sound I'm going to make to indicate feeding. It's just Oh, wow, I am adorable.